Hi, this is customer support calling you back. You're speaking with Taser. How may I help you today?
Hey, so I received on my card a charge for $27.97 from your website. I don't know what the charge is for. I never authorized it. It was for charge management.
Okay, may I please ask for your zip code?
My zip code is 11103.
11103.
Uh-huh.
First and last name.
Samin Farid.
Celine.
Samin, SamimFarid.
Okay, I'm not finding the account with the first and last name. I'm going to try to find the account with the number you called in with today, okay?
Yeah, because it was on my Navy Federal debit card. Showed up Visa check card 7505 chargemgt.com.
May you give me those last four digits of that card?
7505.
The last name again?
Farid, Farid.
Okay, what was the company that charged you?
It was, it says chargemgt.com.
Yes, sir. That's the wrong company, sir. Here, we do skincare products. One of the products is Lavish Skincare. We have
skincare,
premium.
No, that's the number that was on the website.
Yes, sir. This is a call center. So we just handle the accounts for these skincare companies here. And the prices for the skincare companies is either the shipping cost of $40 or $90. So either
then
you've
did
been
your skincare company end up charging me like $28?
That's what I was saying. The only charges that skincare company charge people is $4.95 or $90 because their trial ended. So those are only two charges they have been charged for. So I would say call your bank again and say you called the number and they try to pull up your account. They even asked for your last four card digits and account with your name having popped up. So just let them know and they can cancel and dispute that charge.
Yeah, because on the website it says 888-865-8719. That was the number to your company, I believe.
Yes, sir. This is a skincare product company, sir. So,
thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer support.
Uh-huh.